This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden continue to cast each other as a threat to Americans' day-to-day security. The November presidential election opponents both have public events Wednesday. President Trump will appear in the U.S. state of North Carolina, where he will deliver remarks on designating the U.S. city of Wilmington as the first American World War II heritage city. Biden, on the other hand, will be in the U.S. state of Delaware, where the campaign says he will hammer President Trump for failing to help the nation's schools reopen safely during the coronavirus pandemic and accusing the president of making the country less safe. President Trump, who is steering his campaign toward a law and order theme, put his approach on display again Tuesday on a trip to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha is still reeling from protests and violence after another black man, Jacob Blake, was shot by police. He called the destruction anti-American and suggested Biden's election would ensure similar scenes in the U.S. in U.S. cities across the country. Belarus will impose retaliatory sanctions on Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. The move comes after all three Baltic countries slapped sanctions on Belarusian officials. Foreign Minister Vladimir Makai said the sanctions will target people he said had interfered in the country's internal affairs. Monday, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia imposed travel bans on Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko and 29 other officials. The countries announced the sanctions without waiting for the rest of the European Union. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced Australia into a recession for the first time in almost 20 years. The full story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Germany says prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny, who's a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany in a coma after falling ill on a flight from suspected poisoning. A German government spokesman said Wednesday that blood sample tests produced unequivocal evidence that Navalny has been poisoned with Novichok, the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. A Kremlin spokesman said Germany had not informed it that it believed Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok, according to the RIA news agency. 14 people alleged to be associated with two jihadist terrorists went on trial in Paris, France, Wednesday for their involvement in 2015 deadly attacks. One of the attacks included one on the office of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The attack on the magazine's offices was the first in a series of incidents over 3 days in January 2015, marking the beginning of a surge in violence by Islamic State in Europe. 17 people were killed overall. The suspects on trial are accused of helping with the logistics of the January attacks, including buying weapons and cars. Qatar's ruler Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani said Wednesday that Doha supports a two-state solution to end the conflict with Israel. That would involve East Jerusalem serving as the capital of a Palestinian state. Sheikh Tamim's cabinet said the ruler discussed the solution with White House advisor Jared Kushner, who's also the son-in-law of President Trump. Kushner is in Qatar after a U.S. brokered accord last month for the United Arab Emirates and Israel to normalize ties. The UAE is the third Arab country to reach such an agreement with Israel. Kushner hopes another Arab country will normalize ties within months. Sheikh Tamim told Kushner Qatar remains committed to the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative, in which Arab nations offered Israel normalized ties in return for a statehood deal with the Palestinians. A panel of U.S. government health experts say there's no evidence that shows convalescent blood plasma is an effective treatment for COVID-19 patients. Convalescent blood plasma comes from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus and is rich in antibodies. We have more stories for you on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.